Katie Marie Lyles joins us this morning. Thanks for being with us this morning, council member.
Thank you very much.
First of all, I want to give you an opportunity. We'll ask some questions, but any thoughts that you'd like to begin with?
I'm happy to be here and to continue to represent the people, and it's a pleasure. I appreciate y'all allowing us to come on and kind of try to sort out through some of the things that have been said to try to get back to the logic and to the heart of the matter of things.
What we've done is we've started with, I define it as two camps. There are the people who are uncomfortable with the way council handled the Welborn situation and then just basically with spending. So let's start with Welborn. Do you feel before the vote was made that the folks of Welborn had a fair hearing and the city has done what they needed to do?
I do, and at the same time, I still sympathize with them because I do understand it has been a hard process, and I understand where their frustration comes from. However, we are going by state law, but we did go above and beyond. We went and had several meetings with them. We took time away from being in our city working on things to go and work with them, okay? We went to Welborn and had meetings with them, and we bent over backwards trying to do what we could to try and find a compromise, and so I do think we have gone above and beyond, and we are, again, I want to remind people, we are within state law and doing what the state legislators stipulated.
Let's talk then about expenditures. There are some areas specifically that people are upset about, and then just a general feeling as well. From a specificity standpoint, the convention center has probably been one of the highest profile situations, so I'd like to get your thoughts on that and what your feelings are on the convention center.
Well, anyone that knows me or remembers when I campaigned, that is something that I did campaign against. And I have no desire to talk bad about anyone or any previous council. There are things about previous decisions I didn't agree with, and one of those was the convention center, okay? I do think we paid too much. And the thing is if you look at the votes, I've never voted in support of the convention center or funding it or anything to that matter. And so what we have now is a property that we paid too much for, and it's sitting there. But if we sell it at this point, we'll sell it at a loss. And I don't think that's being fiscally responsible.
I don't think you'll ever sell it at a profit, though, because the city paid so much more than the appraised value of that. So at what point do you decide, well, we'll cut our losses at this level?
Correct. And I think the economy will get better. Okay. And right now it is, you know, your tax base on you. So we are receiving taxes on it, the ad valorem, and it is producing revenue because we do have renters. And so right now it's a hard situation. But if we were to just get up in arms and get mad and just be nothing but emotional about the matter, I think, and just try and sell it rather than actually, you know, taking a deep breath and looking at the numbers and looking at the options, I think the best option right now is to see it is bringing in revenue. And it would be such a huge loss at this point, I think it would be a mistake. But it's not off the back burner. You know, I am a proponent of looking at selling it when the time is right.
Are you in favor of spending money for improvements on it in the interim before that time comes when council might think the time is right?
I am, you know, and I think if we're going to have something, we do need to be good stewards of it. Because, you know, when it does come time to sell that property, if we haven't upkept it, you know, that's not the right thing to do. And plus, when we have an investment, something we've spent money on, it is our duty to take care of it. You know, I don't think we should do extravagant things, but I do think it's important to, you know, put a new roof on it and try and maintain it and take care of it. So therefore, when it does come time to sell it, it's in the best shape possible.
Councilmember Katie Marie Lyles joining us. Let's move now to City Hall, if you will, or space for city employees. This was something that was funded through a bond issue from the people. Time has gone on, and the dollars don't go as far as they used to. My understanding is you have voted to spend some money to have an architect put together some ideas, and I believe outgoing City Manager Glenn Brown had put forth the ideas of doing something with that. As one member of council, your feelings on what has gone on and what needs to happen as far as more space.
Okay, so if we look back at 2003... You know, more than $4 million was approved by the voters, okay? This money was approved by the voters to be used for city-like facilities, okay? At our January meeting, we did agree that we needed to look at this, and this was kind of a contentious issue because I think it got out of hand as though we were going to go against the 2008, you know, bond election where it was turned down, that they didn't want an extravagant city hall and didn't want to spend that money. But I do think there is a need to address space. You know, and I think we need to be proactive and be creative in looking at, we need to handle this issue before it becomes so bad that it's going to be more expensive and a lot harder to handle. You know, and not to pick on him, but Colin Killian in the communications department, when I go to the communications department, his office is a closet, you know, or if I go into the planning and zoning office, you know, which I don't like to go back there very much, and I really don't, but it's extremely crowded. And so my experience is there is a need to address the space, you know, and how we do that, it'll be something else. But I don't think it's wise for us to just act like this isn't an issue and they can make do. And, you know, that doesn't mean we're going to go and we're going to spend tons of money and build a new city hall. We did vote. As far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, no money has been spent as of yet.
You don't have an architect who's putting together some sort of conception. You don't have any ideas that nothing is being put forth on pencil and paper that this is what the building would look like or this is what additions would be to existing buildings.
I don't believe so. I mean, we did agree as a council to move forward with this, but there has been no contract that has come before us at council floor approval.
What is, again, as one member of council, what is your thought as far as the best use of the money that has been put in the bond to put together some sort of new office space? What do you think would work best?
You know, I think we need to be creative. I don't know if we just need to expand at the current city hall, if that would be the best use. We do own that land there. We also own the land that we're talking about extending upon and looking to the future at Koenig Tap. And this is where I would appreciate them coming back with some numbers so we could make the best decision possible.
All right, let's talk about the water event. This is certainly something, again, that has gone on for a long time, and mm-hmm. a previous council mm-hmm. Contractually obligated the city to develop some sort of a water event near the Wolfpen Creek Center. Tell us where we are on that, because obviously there's some legal ramifications the city is mm-hmm. Is up against.
We are, and that, you know, back in 2005, that was an agreement, and I found myself, when we were looking at this, between a rock and a hard place, because we were contractually obligated, and we were beyond the point where we needed to act upon this contract. You know, when I got on council, one of the things that I wanted to try and get this council to do was to get out of the lawsuit business. Another thing I didn't want to do was to spend more money than we had. And so, basically, we had something come before us where we are contractually obligated to spend money that had been obligated through the TIF on this. Okay, so that money was already obligated, but the hard part came in because you had O&M associated with that. So I found myself, you know,
operation and maintenance, so folks understand.
My apologies.
That's
yeah.
All right. Okay.
You know, so I found myself, you know, this is something we're legally obligated to do, and I don't want us to get in, you know, have a lawsuit against us or anything to that matter. And so, but we have to consider about the O&M, the operations and maintenance costs associated with putting this in. And so I think we're still looking at corresponding and possibly negotiating with this contract. And so right now, this is something that the council, I know, and the mayor especially, is taking very seriously, because we're contractually obligated, but do we have the operation and maintenance funds in order to go forward with this?
Well, now that we know what O&M is, that's certainly one thing, but there are any number of different situations that the city has where operation and maintenance is going to be an ongoing expense. So as one member of council, faced with a group of people who are not necessarily happy with the way council has been spending money, what is your thought on future projects and how O&M should be brought into that?
You know, and specifically, this is one area of parks where, and I love having parks, I'm extremely outdoorsy, but I believe right now we've got 52 parks, and it's not the capital cost that kills us, it's that operations and maintenance. And so I was a proponent of, you know, not having any more new parks for a while. As much as I do enjoy them, they do contribute to the quality of life, but I think we're in a good place at this point. And also looking at creatively whether the homeowners associations and whatnot could maintain parks, and finding different ways to where it wasn't just the city having to pay all that cost, where, you know, others could contribute to that as well.
Got about a minute, about a half a minute left. Do you have any closing thoughts as we prepare for the election day on Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. My colleagues and I have been accused of not listening to our citizens, so let me be clear. We have cut spending significantly while managing to provide additional police and fire resources because we have listened. We've begun a process of easing certain development restrictions to make College Station more business-friendly because we've listened. We've resolved several lawsuits we inherited and halted plans for a new convention center because we have listened. This council hasn't moved forward with spending related to new city offices on Krennic Tap Road because we've listened. You know, the notion that I haven't listened or the council hasn't listened is just, I believe that to be completely false. We represent everybody and not just a vocal minority. And so I appreciate the time here today and want people to know we are listening and we do care. I want to encourage everyone to get out and to vote.
Katie Marie Lyles, member of the College Station City Council, joining us. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.